I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1933. That was the day that 40 armed cotton growers shot at a group of striking workers in the small town of Pixley, California. That year, a wave of labor unrest had swept through the fields of California's agricultural industry. Nearly 50,000 workers participated in strikes throughout the year. The Agricultural Workers Industrial Union led many of the strikes. The American Federation of Labor also led two walkouts. Workers were angry over declining wages and the harsh working conditions of agricultural life. The Depression had slashed wages. Cotton field workers in the San Joaquin Valley had seen their wages cut by as much as 75%. Three-quarters of those workers were Mexican. As cotton harvest season neared, the workers organized to strike. They demanded a dollar for every 100 pounds of cotton they picked, and recognition of their union. The growers offered 60 cents. At the peak of the strike, an estimated 12,000 to 18,000 workers had walked off the job. Anger mounted. Armed growers attacked striking workers, demanding they return to work or leave California. Strike leaders were arrested. In Pixley, the growers formed a Farmers Protective Association. They claimed to have as many as 600 members. Reportedly, one manager of a cotton gin told the farmers, "The time has come for us to take the law into our own hands and drive the strikers from our farms." The simmering tensions boiled over. As highway patrolmen looked on, a band of growers shot into a group of unarmed strikers. At least two strikers fell dead. The violence resulted in public outcry and federal intervention. The workers received federal relief, and a mediator helped to settle the strike. And in the settlement, the workers would receive 75 cents per 100 pounds of cotton. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.